the COVID-19 pandemic hit humanity in late 2019, we suddenly realised that the systems that hold us together are fragile. Our understanding of what is essential has changed dramatically, and we've had to find new ways to work, study, and create. To be together while apart, take care of ourselves and others, and find ways to build a similar but different world. In this third season of Modcast, we explore these cultural, economic, and personal challenges and ask how we can learn from this disruption to frame the future. Welcome to Life Interrupted. For some people, a forced opportunity to limit what goes on in their lives can be welcome. It allows some breath within an increasingly scheduled existence and an opportunity to take stock of priorities. For others, schedules and social interactions are what holds them together. The challenge of maintaining a healthy mental outlook without a reliable life structure has caught people off guard. I'm Elaine Bartamucci, and in this episode of Life Interrupted, we will explore the impact of shutdown on mental health and some of the ways that we can help ourselves to maintain a positive outlook. Professor Nicholas Proctor is Australia's national representative to the International Association for Suicide Prevention. His research is focused on the lived experience of people with mental illness. He says COVID-19 has caused trauma, which is playing a significant role across the Australian community. It's impacting people in residential and aged care and their families who can't be by each other's side. Health professionals who are experiencing constant and significant moral distress on the front line. Business owners who are under individual stress but also experience the trauma of letting staff go. But he says it will be especially felt by those with pre-existing traumatic experiences.
For some people of refugee, migrant background, people who have had experiences of war, violence, detention, have been re-triggered by seeing a mass of people descending upon supermarkets, you know, fights over food, empty shopping shelves, a sense of urgency, a sense of lockdown and restrictive movement has been re-triggering for people of migrant and refugee background. So the trauma is quite significant.
Nicholas Proctor says that there are also communities bearing the brunt of misinformation and fear.
We're also seeing trauma for people of Asian appearance and the way that they're being spoken to in the community because of the way in which some people have made tightly knit associations between the virus and the origins of the virus and people of Asian appearance.
While these are trying times, it's essential to remember that there are ways that we can stay on top of our mental health. Nicholas says this is subjective and not one size fits all. It's important to know how events impact you and your coping mechanisms.
Maybe write some things down that you think are the ideal way of how you'd like to be. Calibrate your media exposure. Don't be overwhelmed by media. Stick to one or two trusted sources. And there are many, many excellent resources and guides available. So one of the things that COVID-19 has done to us as a nation is it's prompted some of our best services, our best thinkers, our best service providers to be able to design and put in place resources and supports that are online and telephone and reach out to people, you know, show people that you care and that you're interested and make time to talk to people, send someone a text message. So reach out and connect and be authentic in the way that you do that.
There are many ways that we can help ourselves to maintain our mental health, especially in a time where we are left to our own devices and locked inside all day. Dr. Jeanette Young teaches health promotion with a particular interest to the role of pets and how they can be a coping mechanism of sorts for our mental health.
They're unconditional relationships compared to human relationships. They're simpler, easier to negotiate at one level. Animals can give us sympathy and comfort and company. It's a reason to get up in the morning. The dog, the cat need to be fed, you know, and some animals are really demanding. The other bit of it is the sense of relationship and having a relationship with another being, so a living, breathing other who recognises me as an individual and who doesn't judge me, and the sense of being loved by another creature.
But Jeanette says getting a pet isn't for everyone and won't be a magic solution to mental health problems. So people should really consider their options before getting an animal.
We need to be really conscious of not abusing animals as well. I certainly wouldn't discourage people from thinking about it, but I would encourage them to think it through. Think about what you've got to offer an animal. And by that I mean like your living space. Do a bit of research on what kind of animal is going to mesh best with your lifestyle.
And talking about getting up in the morning, that should be after you've had a good night's sleep. By throwing out our schedules, COVID-19 has caused a significant change in the sleeping patterns of many people. Professor Siobhan Banks is an expert on behaviour and sleep. She says it is the key to maintaining a healthy mind and body.
Sleep affects a number of different aspects of our daily function and our mental health. We really see sleep as the third pillar of health alongside exercise and diet. We see that really in a number of different ways. So one is around our cognitive performance in how we just manage the day. And we think that's partially because obviously when we're really tired and fatigued, if you've had a bad night's sleep, you're not able to attend as easily to all the different things going on around you. There's elements of sleep that help consolidate memories and basically kind of set you up for the day. But overall, if you're not getting a good sleep day in, day out, it can really affect your mood. You tend to become a lot more easily irritated and frustrated, and people cope in different ways. So some people will find they're sleeping more almost as a coping mechanism, and others will find it's the opposite. They can't sleep because they're, you know, thinking about everything so much. Those more chronic effects of not getting good sleep and perceiving that you might have problems associated with not getting a good enough sleep can have quite lasting effects and have that vicious cycle over time of making you feel bad.
But there are ways to prepare yourself better for rest and relaxation.
It's really important to take that time to relax before bed. You want to set up some kind of routine for yourself that helps you wind down. That could be all sorts of different things. Certainly put aside TV and phones and all of those things and go through a winding down process. So for some people that might be a bath or a shower, having a nice warm drink. And like with all behaviours, setting these things up as sort of a habit will enable you to gradually make the most of those signals that you're telling yourself in those behaviours. So over time, gradually, all of those triggers will be in place for you to be able to then get off to sleep much more easily.
There is no one answer to maintaining good mental health or coping with trauma. And while the experience of COVID-19 has been shared worldwide, each of us as individuals is walking a different path. But we can all take steps towards self-care. Nicholas Proctor believes that while this is hard, we will grow from this.
The earlier we move in steps, move in ways that are comforting and soothing and helpful, the greater the options we have, certainly, but also the increased likelihood that, you know, we will get through this. And I think we will. I think with COVID-19, we will get through this.
Life Interrupted, Mental Health, is one of 6 episodes in Modcast Season 3. Today's episode was produced by me, Elaine Bartamucci. Our series senior producer is Sarah Martin from Radio Adelaide Podcast Works. Thanks to Nicholas Proctor, Dr. Jeanette Young, and Siobhan Banks for their insights in this episode. Thanks also to Deanna Newchurch, Lisa Bailey, and Kia Buckskin James for their additional series support and resources. Our theme music for this series is Illum by South Australian artist Jazook. Other sound elements throughout the series were created by Tristan Louth Robbins. Modcast Series 3, Life Interrupted, is presented by Mod at the University of South Australia and is linked to an online exhibition which you can find at mod.org.au.